You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important question. And that question is related to one of the major sins. I'm speaking of lying. As you know, lying, which in Arabic we call kidb, is a great sin, and it has been reproached in the Quran in many places. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, "Only those fabricate lies who do not believe in the signs of Allah, and it is they who are the liars." Right? So lying has been equated here in this verse with a lack of belief in faith, and consequently it's a very grave sin. Now today the question we want to be asking in question with this subject is, what is the worst of lies? What is the worst of lies? And in order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the verses of the Holy Quran and the hadith which have been passed down to us regarding this subject. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "So who is a greater wrongdoer than him who fabricates a lie against Allah to mislead the people without any knowledge?" In this verse of the Holy Quran, God says that the worst of sins, and obviously consequently the worst of lies, is when a person lies about God in order to mislead people, in his state of ignorance. In another verse of the Holy Quran, we can see that God says the same thing. He says, "On the day of resurrection, you will see those who attributed lies to Allah with their faces blackened. Is not the final abode of the arrogant in hell?" So, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah says that, you know, lying about God is a very grave and very serious sin. In a similar way, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said that by Allah, falling from the sky or being snatched by a bird would be more beloved to me than to lie about the messenger of Allah. Which basically says that, lying about the Prophet is also a great lie and is a very grave sin. Finally, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said this: "A lie breaks the fast of a fasting person." Abu Basir, one of the companions of the Imam, said, "I asked, but who from among us does not lie?" The Imam replied, "It is not as you are thinking, rather, it is lying about Allah, His messenger, and the Imams, praises of Allah be upon him and them." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the worst of lies in the light of the Quranic verses and hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.